So let's first talk about dealing with sellers. When you're dealing with anyone in a sales-related environment, the first thing you always do is you build rapport, okay? You find commonality when you meet with them. Maybe it's the sports team, maybe it's something you see in their home, or maybe it's, you know, something that you discuss in a conversation. But it's very, very important to build rapport before you get into the meat of the conversation. Always stay positive. Now, I will tell you, and I tell my salespeople and in my other companies, that when you're talking on the phone, you smile, because people can feel that smile through the phone, believe it or not. You know, so little of your conversation is what you actually say. It's your tone. It's how you speak. And just smiling makes a huge difference. And relax. Don't get uptight about it. Just relax into it. They can't hurt you. You know, it's okay if they say no. It's wherever they are in their lives. It has nothing to do with you. So it's okay to relax into the conversation. You know, and help them relax as well. If you're relaxed, it relaxes them. Because it's, you know, anything financial is stressful for people. So the more relaxed you are, the more successful you'll be, because you'll relax them. Okay? You know, you want them to open up. Let them talk. If you haven't read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, go read it. And basically, that's the book, letting other people talk. People like to talk. They like to talk about themselves, their situation. In fact, you can have a conversation with someone and just ask them questions and keep getting them talking about themselves, and they will leave that conversation thinking it was one of the best conversations they ever had, because they talked about themselves and they did all the talking. So that's very important, to utilize questions whenever you're dealing with people, not just in this environment dealing with sellers. Anytime you're dealing with people, use questions to get them to open up. It'll greatly enhance your relationships. So you want to try to figure out why they're selling. That's huge, important information to know, okay? And don't always assume that the sales price is the most important parameter for them, because very often it's not. So that's why it's so critical to try to find out why they're selling. It could be something like, you know, they need to sell right away, and price isn't the biggest parameter. So that can create a win-win. You give them their fast closing, you get a better price. Okay? It could, yeah, like I say, it could all have to do with timing. So here's some questions you want to ask. And you don't want to get right into questions about the property. You always want to ask their permission. So when you make an outbound call or you get an inbound call and they're saying, I got your letter, you always say, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? Okay, you pre-frame with that, and I should have had that on here. But you always say that. May I ask you some questions? So where's your property located? How many units do you have there? How many, you know, what's your unit mix? How many one bedrooms, two bedrooms, three bedrooms do you have there? What are the rental amounts? Very, very, very non-threatening questions. How many are occupied? How many vacancies do you have right now? You know, who pays the utilities? Do you pay them, or does the tenant pay the utilities? And now you're getting into a little tougher questions that, you know, how much do you owe on the property? And this may get them to tighten up a little bit, but that's okay. Ask the question anyway. Do you know if the loan is assumable? And then the important question is, what are you asking for the property? And they may say, I don't know, make me an offer. And I'll tell you what to do when they do that. But how soon are you looking to close? Now, if they refuse to answer how much you're asking, say, you know, I need to have some sort of an idea from you. I'm sure you can understand, so that I'm not wasting your time or my time, you know, coming out to spend a lot of time looking at the property. So I'm sure you can understand that. And that's a great way to try to get them to give you a number, because it's great if you can get them to give you a number. It's really important. And ask them, so why are you selling? And shut up. Remember, whenever you ask an important question, you always quiet. Silence is very powerful, okay? It's a negotiation strategy. I'm going to dig into a little more when we get into negotiation strategies. But silence is very important. So why are you selling? Okay? What's your ultimate goal? You know, what do you plan to do with the money? What are you going to do if the property doesn't sell? That can be a very illuminating question as well. These are, now you're getting into some deeper questions now, okay? Have you ever tried to sell the property before? You know, what did you do to try to sell it? Where did you market it? again, these are all really important questions. They could give you some insights on where to look for properties as well, you know. How long has it been on the market? You think that's an important question? Well, it's been on the market for about a year and a half. Yeah, that'd be an important question. You know, why do you think it hasn't sold? That can be a very illuminating question as well. Because it's not in great shape, or because I have vacancies. So they're going to give you information you can use to negotiate with, okay? When do you need to close? Well, I'd like to close right away. Okay, that can be a clue, call those clues. You know, and when you sell, what do you plan to do with the proceeds? Well, you know, we're going to retire. We're going to live on the cash flow. Huge to find that out, because that's how you can position yourself to ask them for seller financing. You know, have you ever thought about carrying back? No, I'm really not interested. But if they've already said they're going to live on the cash flow, you're not going to live with that answer to if they've ever thought about carrying back. So here's how you approach the wholesaler carry conversation, okay? And this is all going to be in your notes, but you're going to want to pretty much memorize how we go through this. Not word for word, but the basic subtext, okay? So now that comes next. This next part is a important question I learned from a guy named Ron LeGrand, who's maybe you've heard of. He was in the single family, he's still out there, a seminar speaker in the single family space, very crusty old guy, he's a riot. But anyway, he tells you to ask this question. If I could offer you all cash and close quickly, as quickly as possible, what would be the least amount of money you'd take for the property? And again, shut up. And they give you a number. Then you always say, is that the best you can do? And then shut up again. And typically, they will come off that price a little bit. Hugely powerful question sequence there. So make sure you memorize that one as well. So when can I come by and see it with you? If a seller calls you, they may call and say, you know, what interested you about my property? Well, we pick properties based on size and location, or maybe you'll know that specific property and you've driven by it, whatever. Again, you're building commonality. That's another great way to build commonality, by the way, is, you know, if you're outbound calling or you take an inbound call, you know, I've driven by your property and I've always been interested in it. That builds commonality. Again, you're building rapport, okay? So we pick properties based on their size and location. We do a very thorough market evaluation to pick the areas that we're interested in or we focus on. And if we can put something together on your property, we're looking to purchase it in the next 30 days. Would that work for you? Yeah, that would work. Okay.